Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence this morning, all of you who are with us in person, and those of you who are joining us online. As you can tell, it is what has become for us a tradition here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. It is Christmas in July. And this year it is hitting just a little bit differently, and you'll hear me talk a little bit about that in my sermon. But I'm really grateful for the opportunity for us to have a little bit of extra joy today, and that I get to preach on the Christmas story yet another Sunday. We have just a few announcements this morning. The men's group is meeting tomorrow evening in the fellowship hall, and we are so excited about our VBS day this week. If you have somebody who you think would enjoy coming, it's open to all age kiddos, elementary and under. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got the curriculum ready to go, crafts, songs, snacks. And so the registration is in our holly leaf, but if you know someone who wants to come and you can't figure that out, you can just let me know directly. Our theme is Tell Me Some More About Jesus. And so next Saturday and Sunday, our fellowship hall will look like a campground. If you want to wear a fun camp shirt or something like that next Sunday, we invite you to do that because our children will be leading us in worship and they will be telling us some more about Jesus. I think that's all I have in way of announcements, but we do have a prayer shawl this morning. This is for Tara Goff. She is one of the leaders of the Girl Scout troop that meets in the basement at the office complex. And she is having surgery this week. So you'll see that she is on our prayer list, and we're going to bless this prayer shawl for her. God, we give you thanks for our prayer shawl ministry, for all of those who crochet and knit these together, for those who give the yarn. And we give you thanks for all of the love and prayers that our congregations pour into these when we bless them. Be with Tara and her surgery, and be with her in her recovery. As she feels the weight of this prayer shawl upon her shoulders or upon her lap, may she feel the weight of the love and care we have for her here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as, oh, the birthdays, thank you. Because we do have some birthdays. Jane D is having her birthday this week, and Everett Feeney. There are no anniversaries, but remembering their baptisms, April Bunton and Caroline Black. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Also, thank you to the Fellowship Committee for making Christmas cookies. If you haven't gotten any, make sure you get some on your way out, and thank you to those of you who brought decorations and helped decorate yesterday. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose steadfast love is everlasting. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. God with us, we confess that we have turned away those seeking shelter, claiming there is no room when we have plenty. We have made power and wealth our idols, while you show us true glory, a baby in a manger. We have overlooked the shepherds, expecting good news in prettier packaging. Too often, we have valued violence instead of your peace. Turn us from our ways to your ways. Grant us the grace to begin again. Free us from all that keeps us bound, and forgive our sin. Through Jesus Christ, who gives himself for us. Amen. Hear the good news and rejoice. You are God's beloved children, forgiven in Christ and freed to respond in joy. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. All-powerful and unseen God, the coming of your light into our world has brightened our weary hearts with peace. Call us out of darkness and empower us to proclaim the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Maddie. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Trevor. And I saw Brantley somewhere. Oh, Brantley, you're right there. Good morning. Well, Sawyer said earlier, how can it be Christmas in July? That's kind of crazy, right? Christmas is in December. Why are we having Christmas in July? Well, a few years ago, we had a VBS that was themed Christmas in July, and we had a worship service after that, and people loved it so much that they said, can we keep doing it? So that's why we keep doing it every year. But you'll see that there are some trees up here, and actually Kate and Cameron were here yesterday and helped us decorate, but I want to show you these two trees. Now, I think in many ways, all Christmas trees tell a story. If you think about your Christmas tree at your house and the ornaments on it, those ornaments probably have stories and memories and all kinds of different things. So when you look at your tree, it tells the story of your family. This tree over here with all of these baking ornaments, that sort of tells the story of my family. I was adopted when I was 23, when I was a grown-up, and I wanted a tradition, a Christmas tradition. And so my mom thought about it and thought about it, and a couple years after I was adopted, she started getting me baking ornaments each year. And so this tree has grown in ornaments throughout those years, but this sort of tells a story about my family. Well, this one here, with all of these little ornaments, this tells a story about Jesus' family. This is called a Jesse tree, and these are little ornaments. Each one is a picture of a story from different people in Jesus' family, and part of our family too. Like this little heart. When Jesus was a little baby and he was a toddler, Mary pondered all the things about Jesus in her heart. These tablets here are the Ten Commandments. When Moses got those, there's a this one. We talked a little bit about this story in Sunday school when God told Abraham that he would have more descendants than the stars in the sky. And so this tree tells a story about Jesus' family and all of the people who helped share God's love with the world. And because we're a church family, we're part of God's big family all over the world. And so this is kind of our story too. And next Saturday, we're gonna learn some fun stories about Jesus that we are gonna add to this tree. So I'm excited that you're all coming to VBS Day next week. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for coming to the world in baby Jesus. Thank you for all of the love and the kindness and grace he taught us and gives us. We love you, God. Amen. Well, thank you for coming forward for Children's Church. You have a very fun children's message. You have a very fun Children's Church today with Miss Tina.
The New Testament lesson from today is a reading from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the guest room. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What started 4 years ago as a VBS worship service, when our theme was Christmas in July, has become a tradition that I wasn't expecting, but I'm grateful that it has. Because in the midst of summer, we get to experience the wonder and the joy and the hope of God coming to us as a baby in a manger outside those 12 days of Christmas. Each year, the joy on this Sunday feels palpable to me. Maybe it does to you too, and that's why this particular Sunday has come to feel so special. We need the joy that the Lord gives us to persevere in life. But I've got to be honest with you. Lately, hope is the thing that I am needing to persevere through life. Every day when I read the news, I'm heartbroken. And maybe you are too, because the things that are happening in the world also break God's heart as well. And although I'm doing what I can, making phone call after phone call to politicians and writing letter after letter to politicians and sending money to Lutheran Disaster Response and Lutheran World Relief, I still find myself feeling helpless and hopeless most of the time. Hope. I think that our community, our country, and our world is in the midst of a crisis of hope. Consider the pain and suffering and heartbreak in just one children's hospital, in just one refugee camp, in just one abusive home, in just one war-torn village over the course of a single day. It's too much to bear. But then if we multiply that across the earth, over all the days of the year, and go down through all of history, it would take a pretty wild and astonishing and breathtaking hope to overcome the absolute agony, the unbearable suffering, and the devastating trauma of this world. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, an American poet who lived from 1807 through 1882, in one of his poems, provides words to help us express all of this. But first, I want to share with you a little bit about his life, because Longfellow experienced times of significant distress and grief in his own life. In January 1861, he was deeply pained when the country he loved began to wage war within itself. Later that year, his beloved wife died in an accidental fire. He couldn't even go to her funeral because he had been so badly burned in the fire, the funeral that was held on their wedding anniversary. This was his second wife to die because years before his first wife died after a miscarriage. In 1863, his oldest son Charlie enlisted in the Union Army and months later incurred profound wounds. Later that year, he lost one of his dearest friends, Nathaniel Hawthorne. And on Christmas Day in 1864, he penned the poem, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." He was writing from a place of deep and personal pain and grief for himself and for his country. Longfellow was disturbed by the death and destruction and the carnage of the Civil War. He was deeply pained as he witnessed what his countrymen were doing to one another. And he was overwhelmed with the grief and the loss of his wife, his friend, and the war-inflicted injuries on his son. I want to play for you a video now with this poem set to music, in this particular case by Chris Tomlin.
And just a note,
the verb peal, P-E-A-E-L, P-E-A-L, is the verb for the loud ringing of a bell that you'll hear in this.
They're old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet, their words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how as the day had come, peoples of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I heard them ringing, I heard them. Despair, I bowed my head. is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I heard them ringing, I heard them ringing all across the earth. I heard them ringing, the bells remember, they ring for. Loud and deep, God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Longfellow didn't write this poem when the war was over or his personal pain and grief had gone away. When those bells pealed on Christmas Day in 1864, his wife was still dead. His son was still badly injured. His country was still at war. He wasn't able to see the outcome of these circumstances, and yet he sensed the presence of God and the hope ahead. The hope that we have rooted in God's very character. Not a wishful hope, not an idealistic hope, but a hope rooted in God. God who is love, God who is compassion, God who is mercy, God who is faithful. In God's love and compassion and mercy and faithfulness, God came to us, to humankind, as a helpless newborn. In God's love and mercy and compassion and faithfulness, God continues to come to us in the bread and the wine in the Eucharist. And in God's faithfulness and love and compassion and mercy, God will come again. Jesus will return to earth and fully and completely bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And when he does, he will make all things right. And when he does, death and violence and evil will be destroyed forever. Jesus will return. He will come to us again, fully and completely bringing about God's peace, shalom, wholeness, the wholeness that God desires for all people and all of creation. Jesus will heal all things, and he will make all things right and all things new. Sisters and brothers, the world is aching for hope, and we have the most breathtaking hope that God will restore all things. Even in the midst of evil prospering, even when evil, even now, evil cannot drown out the message of the angels and the Christmas bells. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Jesus, the light of the world, has come into our darkness, and the darkness will not overcome. Yes, the world is filled with injustice and hatred and oppression and division and fear and violence and hunger and more evil than we can even begin to name. Hate is strong, and it does mock the song of peace on earth, goodwill to all. But Jesus is going to come to us again. And he will end all wars, and he will end all hate and all conflict and violence. And God's love and mercy and justice and compassion will reign forever. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong will fail, and the right will prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to all. And so, dear ones, a thrill of hope, our weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen.
Thank you.
Living in hope and trust, let us now confess our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Living in the truth that in Jesus God is with us, let us now pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Eternal God, we bow before the mystery of your incarnation. You have chosen weakness to confound the strength and poverty to send the rich empty away. We remember the millions in our world today who are hungry, who receive no hospitality, all with whom Jesus has become one by being born in a manger. An angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and said, "Herod will be looking for the child in order to kill him. Get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, left during the night, and went to Egypt. Merciful God, we call upon you for all who have fled their homes in the darkness of night. We remember the millions in our world who have been made refugees, who have sought asylum in lands not their own, who are displaced, homeless, or lost, all whose experience you have made your own in Jesus, who himself was a refugee. Herod gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem who were 2 years old and younger. In this way, what the prophet Jeremiah had said came true. A sound is heard in Ramah, the sound of bitter weeping. Rachel is crying for her children. She refuses to be comforted, for they are dead. Loving God, our hearts are heavy with the sufferings of this world. We remember the many victims of political power and greed, the innocent killed in war and violence, especially those in Ukraine, Sudan, Gaza, and Palestine. We remember all those who are tortured or put to death, those who languish in prisons and camps, those who are being starved, those who are denied medical care, those missing or taken hostage, all those lot Jesus shared by being born when Herod was king. Do nothing from selfish ambition or empty conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not regard equality with God as something to cling on to or be exploited, but emptied himself. He took on the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Almighty God, as we remember the birth and life of Jesus our Lord, we ask you to make us humble and loving like Jesus, who did not come to be served, but to serve, and who said that it is better to give than to receive, so that in his name we may devote ourselves to the care and service of all in need. Help us to live remembering that everyone is created in your image and that you love everyone just as much as you love us. Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me as you have said." Gracious God, you placed yourself in the body and take care of Mary to show to the world your will to save and heal. Give us grace to follow her example, to become instruments of your grace, servants of your will, and vessels of your love. May Jesus, the Prince of Peace, grow in us and be born in us. May it happen to us as you have willed. Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
O God of peace, fill our hearts with hope every time we celebrate Christmas. For we remember again that this is the world that you love and have redeemed, and will one day restore and make new when you come again in glory. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Let us now pray together. Loving God, as Magi approach the child Jesus, we follow a star of hope. We come with awe and wonder, and we bring gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Send us home changed by coming here. through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. With joy we praise you, gracious God, for you have created heaven and earth, made us in your image, and kept covenant with us, even when we turned from you and your ways time and time again. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ, our Lord, who came among us as the Word made flesh to show us your glory, full of grace and truth. Therefore, we join our voices with the entire communion of saints, with angels, and with the whole creation to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy are you, O God, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. As Mary and Joseph went from Galilee to Bethlehem, and there found no room, so Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem and was despised and rejected. As in the poverty of a stable, Jesus was born, and so by the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. As your word became flesh, born of a woman on that night long ago, so on the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May his coming in glory find us ever watchful in prayer, steadfast in justice and peace, and faithful in the breaking of the bread. Then at the last, all peoples will be free, all divisions healed, and with your whole creation, we will sing your praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All people are called to Christ's table. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good.
I am a
Please stand for the table blessing. Ready? The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us now pray together. Jesus, bread of life, you have fed us at your table with your very self. As you have nourished us in this meal, now make us to be what we have received here, your body for the life of the world. Amen.
May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Let us now recite our mission statement together. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Christ is Savior's born, joy, peace, and bring the good news.